John Pasano, can you please explain releasing the mind, and then in brackets, again, in the context of the 12th step of Anapanasati? Thank you for your teachings. That releasing the mind is attending to letting go, putting down, on its fundamental level, because it's in the section on mind, and it's also the last step in that tetrad on the mind. So it's pointing to a certain culmination of the training with that faculty of mind. So it's both a releasing of the five hindrances, so that there's a release of obstructions, complications in the mind that agitate the mind, stir the mind in some way, so that releasing. But it can also be pointing to kind of higher aspects of releasing the feeling and habit of self, the habit identification with the mind itself, so that it's just attending to. And I think sometimes using visuals or something that is, that you get a feel for what one's doing, so that as one's just breathing in, breathing out, and it's just Anapanasati Sutta. So as one breathes in, as one breathes out, just paying attention to a feeling, especially on the out-breath. I mean, naturally, as one breathes in, there's kind of, you're bringing in and holding. But then with the out-breath, there's a releasing that is physically happening. So then to tune in to that physical release that is necessary unless all you want to do is have in-breaths, which, that doesn't last for long. So then tuning in and attending to that feeling of releasing. And then, because our mind works associatively, that's the function of perception. So then you're using perception to then extrapolate that's not an intellectual pursuit, but the mind can extrapolate to attending to a releasing of mood, a releasing of mind, a letting go, a putting down of the thought process. There's anywhere where there's a feeling of holding or tightness, this releasing. So they're paying attention to that quality of releasing, and that's especially when one's using the mindfulness of breathing. Then there is the rhythm of the breath, and then the physical natural activity of releasing on the out breath. So that Ajahn Chah used to say the practice is very simple. There's only two things to do: just know and let go. Just attending to those two things, knowing and letting go. That's knowing and releasing.